Well, it's Chickazola time. And in just a moment, I'm going to take you to Chickazola Town, where the Johnson family and their friends are waiting to entertain you. But first, a moment here. And now, if everyone is ready, let's go down to Chickazola Town, where Papa Johnson has just collected another bet. A bet as a result of a tip by his purple people eater. Let's listen now as Papa Johnson relaxes on Shay's lounge on the front lawn of the Johnson home.
Not like taking it easy, boys.
All right, Miss Peavy, fan me. Don't stop fanning me, till I tell you. And that's something I ain't gonna do as long as it stays this hot and the flies this bad.
I'm fanning you.
Don't slow down. The minute you stop and slow down, the flies get to me. I don't want no flies on me. There ain't no flies on me, you know.
There ain't no flies on you, Miss Johnson.
I just said that.
I know that.
How much has I got now?
I don't know. You must be up there in the $500 class.
Fan me, Miss Peewee.
Yeah.
$500.
If I had that much money, I could get me an electric fan.
What good is an electric fan when you ain't got the electric?
You got something there, Miss Johnson. That's one thing them electrics won't do, is run without it.
No. Anyway, he cheaper than an electric fan. Fan me, Miss Peewee.
No.
That's better. Why don't you sit over on the other side there of the chaise lounge there, Professor, and you can get some of the breeze that he fanning.
I believe I will do that, Miss Johnson. I might... See that? When you move, you almost busted open the little puppy dog.
Yeah, well, that do happen round here. Everything is so lazy that it won't move for nothing.
Well, Miss Jarvin, you is moving from the peasant class up to what is known as the middle rich.
The who?
The middle rich class.
Oh, I ain't in the middle rich. I is in the rich class, Professor.
I got $500.
Never.
Fan me, Miss Peewee.
I will, Miss Johnson.
Don't slow down. Every time I say $500, you slows down. Fan me.
Well, that's enough to slow me down.
Now, Miss Johnson, what is you going to do with the $500?
Let me see. What is a man going to do with $500? That is more money than... I ain't never seen that much money before in cash. Take it to the bank and get it broke up in $1 bills.
Why?
Because I want a big roll. I done get a roll big enough to choke a bull, and that's what I want.
And Miss Jones, somebody liable to take it away from you.
Ain't nobody going to take it away from me, not as long as I got my little purple people. My little purple people eater come to me last night and he told me that I was going to win this money. And not only that, but he said this was going to be one of the biggest weeks of my life. That's what he told me.
I wish my purple people eater would tell me the right thing once in a while. I can't see how one of them can be so accurate and the other one can be so wrong all the time. And I got to get the one that's wrong.
Maybe you ain't been betting the right way.
Miss Peewee, stay out of this. Just fan. That's all you're supposed to do. I don't want you getting mixed up in something that's twixt and between two people that is contacting with the moon. You are too soon for the moon, boy. Me and the professor are right in there.
Now, Miss Jarvin, do you reckon that we ought to tell the State Department about our contacts on the moon?
I don't know how they get Mr. Dulles up there. We better wait till he finds a way to get to the moon, and then we tell him.
Oh.
Nobody. Nobody but you and me has done seed one of them.
How does they come to the Earth?
They slid down on a moonbeam.
Oh. They're that little, only no bigger than your thumb.
Yeah. Cute little things. Square-headed, like them chewing gum characters.
Uh-huh. Look just like them.
Yeah. He sure been right, though, with things. Everything he done told me, he been right on.
Miss Johnson, did he say anything about how you and your wife gonna get along, anything?
No. He don't get into the family and the things. Just, he's strictly a moon man, you know. He don't say nothing to nobody about the family. He just give them other instructions and such as that. But that far as he go, he don't get into nothing else.
Oh. Has he told you anything about politics?
Yeah, he done told me a lot about politics. More about politics than I got a right to know.
Who gonna be the next presidential?
Professor, he told me, but he say that I gotta keep my mouth shut about that. That I could go ahead and bet on it, but he say that I ain't supposed to tell nobody.
Well, you don't have to tell me. My little genie, he told me what he thought was going to be the winner. But, of course, he always is wrong.
Well, there are only two parties.
But that's right. The one he give me that would win, all I got to do is take the other one. Wonder if that jibe would yawn.
Well, who did he say was going to be the next president? What party going to win?
I better tell you in your ear.
Yeah. No. Well, he wrong, according to what my little purple people eater done told me.
Well, that make it unanimous. He always wrong and yours is always right. So that's the party that's gonna win, huh?
Well, I guess so. I'd bet everything I got on it.
My, my. Well, we can't tell nobody.
No.
Wonder what would happen if we told somebody.
My purple people either say if I tells anybody that the other party will win. That'd be right dirty for me to do that to the party.
Oh. Yes, especially with a presidential election. That would be a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say nothing to nobody.
Well, what good is all that information if you can't say nothing?
That's right. That's the truth. Maybe I ought to tell everybody.
But if you does, then the ones you tell them, they won't win.
I just as well off not to have this purple people eater in some respects, ain't
he? He give you some right good horses, Miss Johnson. But that political bandwagon, that's a bad one anyway. I mean, you sure got to travel the straight and narrow.
That's right.
You got to be liked by a lot of people. And the more people that like you, the more people dislike you. Especially if they don't like the people that like you.
Yeah, we're going to keep our genius out of the politics. Next time that purple people eater of mine say anything about politics, I'm going to tell him, hush up.
Good. I'll tell him the same thing. We won't discuss politics.
No. Fan, Mr. Pee-wee, fan me.
Oh, yes, yes, sir. All right, Michelle.
Tonight, he going to give me the name of another horse.
Oh. Well, I'm going to go out and see can I round up some money to get in on this one, boy. See you later, Miss Johnson.
And as the plot develops, the fun will come. So be with us at the same time tomorrow for more fun on the Johnson family. I'll be back in a moment. First, a moment here. The This is Jimmy Scribner thanking you for today, hoping to see you again tomorrow at the same time. And until then, goodbye, everybody!